to the midbar. So what does the Torah say by midbar for? So he dashes a krashi v'sholach et asoye by midbar ukruah yisayruhu. It's an extra posik. Le midrash teaches the drasha sheyei hefka k'midbar. You should know the piece of meat once it's thrown off the cliff, it's mamish hefka, like midbar means whoever wants to come and take it. In other words, it's muta banor. Tivit you can't, you don't have a shchita. But I call upon him, it's not also banor, rather it's like a hefker, it's muta banor. So the next time the Torah says the word by midbar. Really, the Pesukim say three times to send it out to the Midbar. So this extra one by Midbar to teach us that the pieces of meat of the Lazozel after it's thrown off has a din like Hefker, it's Mutta Bano. Oman Niyam Asurim, the other one that says no, it's Asa Bano, the Pesuk says, El Eretz Gzeira. Gzeira, you have to throw it out to a place called Gzeira. So what do we dash in the word Gzeira? Rashi says, Loshen Chaymev Yisr. As if to say, the Lazozel always retains its Isser. It's a Chomedeka place that Lazozel always stays Osir. Uman diyom fratimor akash asurim, hai midbar mayovidle. Good, you dash in the word gzera, but there's still an extra word by midbar. What do you do with the word by midbar that's smashed with Lazozel? Is like hefker, it's free for anybody to use? He says, no. Mi boyle likratanya. I need the word by midbar like we learned. The Pasuk says, ha midbara one time, ha midbara a second time, ba midbara a third time. In this parasha of sending out Lazozel to the midbar, the Torah says it three times. Is l'rabba is to include, noi v'givoin shilo yabesalomim. That not only b'shas the mishkan in the midbar, that they have this mitzvah of sending it out to the midbar, but who are then they have in noi v'givoin also? Who are there in Shiloh, and who are there in the Beis Hamikdash Shalomim, also you have the same mitzvah. That the Lazozel has to be sent out to the Midbar. Out of Yerushalayim to the Midbar, that's where they sent the Lazozel. So Rashi learns, HaMidbar, HaMidbar, Midbar, Midbar, Sholosh Mikrois, Binon, L'Shaleach Ois Lazozel, HaMidbarim, V'Sholach B'yad Ish Iti HaMidbarim, V'Sholach Es Asoye B'Midbar. It says three different times the word Bamidbar to teach us this Yisoid, that it was Nogeya, not only in the Mishkan, who are there, Noi V'Givah, in Shiloh, in the Beis Olamim. For the more of Idah, the other man, the Yama, Hai Gzeri Mayavidle, if you dash him from the word Bamidbar to say that it's Mutter Bahanoah, that this Lazozel, after it's thrown off, it's like Hefker, so what do you do with the word Gzeri? Why does the Torah say the word Gzeri? That the other man, the Yama, said it's Mashme, it's like Osir, it's like an Isser, a Chaymer. So what do you do? You say it's mutter. What do you do with the word gzeira? And the Gemara miboyle likratanya. You need it like we learned in a brisa. Gzeira. The Torah says you have to throw it, take it out to a place called gzeira. Ein gzeira lechitucha. Gzeira only means a place that's cut. What does that mean? Chitucha. So Rashi says chitucha tsoik chotech. Has to be a very steep cliff. Has to be mamash like cut down in half. Biskifa has to be very steep. Veloy meshupa not slanty kolkach. Whereas the cliff that the mountain you go on top to throw the Lazozel off can't be a nice mountain coming down, slowly, but rather has to be a straight down, has to be a steep cliff. That's this word gezeira. As if to say, yechotuk, you cut it straight down. Tavrachar, and gezeira ladovraham is gazer v'yorid. It has to be something also very steep that when the animal falls down, the animal gets chopped up into pieces. Like the Mishnah says, it never happened that it reached halfway down and didn't get chopped up. Because since it's such a steep cliff, it breaks. Rashi asoyim is gazer boy vorm evorim. That the soyim itself gets chopped up into pieces because it's such a steep cliff. Tovrachar gzeira. What does the post say the word gzeira? Shema toyim. Maybe a person could say maise toyhu. Like you start making fun. What type of mitzvah is this? The Torah says, take the Sawyer and take it out to the Midbar and throw it off a cliff. Like you start getting angry at Hashem. How could you have such a mitzvah like this? Talmud Loima, the end of the Pasuk says no. And not the end of this Pasuk, the end of the Parsha, we'll see later where it says it. It says, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. So we dashed in Ani Hashem, that Ani Hashem gazartiv. V'yem lecha reshus lahara behem. This is like a chayk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do this mitzvah, and don't ask any questions why. That's the shot from Gzeirah. That this mitzvah of throwing it off the cliff is like a gzeirah. Even though maybe you don't understand why I'm doing it, you have no right to think into why Hashem says to do it, we have to do it. Trashi Shema Toymar, Maisa Toyuhem, Maka Poru Yesh Bishluach Zel, Uma Yesh Biyat Soy Gzel Hoyel. Like people think, what kind of forgiveness do we have here? The next time we schlep a soy out to the midbar and throw it over a cliff, what are we doing here? You think maybe we're doing something wrong? Kamashma no, gzeira, that this is a gzeira Hashem tells us to do it, v'yen l'chor reshus l'harabin. Omar Rava. So because we have a machlokes, if it's mutabano, the pieces of the lazozel, or it's osabano. So Amar Rav is saying, Mistavra command Yom Mutarin. I have a svara to say that the pieces of lazozel is taka mutabano. Still kamutar. Why? Because the svara, loyomru Torah shalach letakola. That mistavra is not a svara. The Torah should say, send it away, and it should be osabano. You make a takola. That people will find it, and they won't know it was the story of lazozel, they'll come teed it. So it's not nice, the Torah should make somebody do an Aveira that he doesn't know about it. So that's why it's the svara to say that it's mutter. It's Rashi takola, Sheyim Tzum Odom, a person's going to find it, and he's not going to know this is the story of lazozel, for you hand him, and he'll take it home, and he'll give it to his dog teeth. Shiloyeda Shehoyu Minasur, he's not going to know it was from the Sawyer. So it's not mistavra, the Torah should say, throw it off the cliff, and really remains us in Manoah, and there'll be a takola stumbling block. That people will come and take it, they won't know about it. So that is more mistavra to say that it's mutter Manoah. Turn around, bottom. We'll go to the bright like this. The pasuk says Azazel. We know it's called the Sawyer Azazel. What does the word Azazel mean? Shiei Az Vikosha. Az, it's being kosher, means very strong and stubborn like. Drashi Shiei Az Vikosha. Al is lush and kosher, very hard. In other words, this mountain has to be a strong mountain that when it falls down, it gives a good clap. Yochel b'yishuv, maybe this cliff has to be even the place where people live amongst a yishuv. Talmud lema b'midbar. No, the pasuk says it has to be in the wilderness, in the midbar. Or minayin shevet soik. How do you know it has to be off a cliff? Drashi har zokuf. How do you know it has to be a steep cliff? Maybe just as the kosher stam should be strong. How do you know it has to be very steep? Talmud lema gzeira, like we had before. Gzeira means it should be like cut straight down. It's like a straight cut, a straight steep cliff. Tan yidav, another bright says like this. Azazel, what does the word azazel mean? Kosher shabar, must be a very strong mountain. That's what you have to take. V'chein uvayim, another pasuk says, v'yes eli yaretz lokach. Eli means the strong, like the strong parts of the land he took. So el means strong, here also. A strong mountain, that's what you have to use. Tanat v'rav Yishmuel. Azazel, what does azazel mean? Shemechaper al maisa uza v'yazoyel. That this comes to be mechaper for myself nus faroyis, like Rashi says, for myself uzav yazozel, v'yazoyel. So Rashi uzav yazozel. This is malchei chavolam, two malchei chavolam sheyodu loritz. They came down to this world. V'yemei Nama achoyz tubakayin. What happened to Maisa Nama? She was the sister of tubakayin. V'alayim nerman. This is says on these two malchei chavolam. V'yiru b'nei elakim as b'nei sodom. That the Bnei Elohim, the president's children, saw the Bnei Sodom, Kloimar al Arroyis Mechaper. In other words, the kids of Azazel's Mechaper on the Chet of Arroyis. Now, the mitzvah of the Shnei Malchei Chavolah was, it happened that they were Mekater on this world. That they were telling Kodesh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael was doing a Chet, or there wasn't Klai Yisrael then. They were doing the Chet of Arroyis. So, telling Kodesh Baruch Hu, go destroy the world. So Hashem said, you should know, if you'd be in their footstep, you'd also do the same Aveira. And they said, no, nothing doing, we'd never do it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu put down these two Malchei Chavolah, they went down Loritz, they became like people, and they also did the Chet of Arroyis. But the kids, what it means to say, Lazozel is, that's Mechapa for the Chet of Arroyis. Torah Rabbonin. The pasuk says, Es Mishpotai Tasu. You should do my Mishpotim, do my Mitzvahs. That means, Dvorim Mishpotim means things we understand. That means Dvarim Shilmole Lanichtavu. Even if it wasn't written in the Torah, Dinu Shiichtavu. We will understand it without Svara. Certain mitzvahs, we understand why we're supposed to do it. V'yelu Hein, Avodis Kachovim. We can understand not to worship Avodis Zara. We understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and Hashem is Hashem, and it's not nice to do a different Avodis Zara. The Gila Arroyis also is a Svara. It's not nice to have Znus with somebody else. Or Shvich Hasdom, it's not nice to kill somebody. The Gezel, it's not nice to steal. Or Birchas Hashem, to curse Hashem, it's not nice. We understand that in Svara, you're not allowed to curse Hashem. That's Pshan the Pasuk as Mishpotai Tasu. What about the end of the Pasuk as Chukoisai Tishmu? We should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chukim. That means, Dvorim Shasotin Meshav Elohim. Dvorim, things that we don't understand. And the Sotin, the Eitzara, comes to tell us and say, what do you got to listen to it for? It doesn't make any sense. Still, the Pasuk ends off, we'll soon see, Ani Hashem, no, we have to listen to Hashem like we dashed before. Now, what are these things? Achilus chazir. The Torah says not to eat chazir. See, Yetzirah tells us what's wrong with it. Why is chazir different than beef? What's wrong with it? Olavisha shatnis. What's wrong with wearing wool and linen together? What kind of svar? Why should the Torah answer it? the chalitzas yivama. What kind of svar is this? If you have your brother's wife, your brother died, you have to give his wife chalitza. Oh, tyrus mitzera. What kind of the whole inyan of tyrus mitzera doesn't make sense to send away the birds and do a lot of things there. Who say here mishtalech? Who are doing the sin on Yom Kippur to send away the Yisrael mishtalech and throw it off the cliff and kill it? Like, it doesn't make sense. These are like chukim. So v'shema toyma, maybe you would say ma'ase toyuhem, that they don't make sense, these things. It has no value. We shouldn't do it. Talmudim with the pasuk ends off ani Hashem. This is the drasha we meant before. Ani Hashem. And we dash in ani Hashem. Chukukaisov. The end of chorushus laharbehen. These are my chukim. These are my things that I tell you to do. And don't ask any questions. So that's pshat ani Hashem. I am Hashem. Don't ask any questions. Zeros lazozel. The lazozel is called in the b'chayk. The chayk means even though we don't understand why, still we have to do it. And then the Mishnah says, Amos Saimatama Begodim. The Torah says that the person that takes out the Lazozel to the Midbar, he becomes Tommy as Begodim at Tommy also. Tana Rabbanim, HaMashalech Mitame Begodim. The one that takes the Lazozel out, he becomes Tommy Begodim. V'yena Shalech as HaMashalech Mitame Begodim. But not the Kahanim that are in the Azor in the Beis Hamikdash, that they give over the Lazozel to the other Kohen that's going to take it out. The first people that give it over, they don't become Tomei. Only the person that actually takes it out to the Midbar. Yochel, I would think, as soon as this person takes the Lazozel outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Chaymet Azor, even though he's in Yerushalayim, still right away he should become Tomei as Begodim. The Pasuk says, HaMashalach. So HaMashalach, Rashi's Mashma, V'yamashalach, Mashma sheshiluchoi kfar letzad ha-midbar. You already started to take it towards the midbar. And if you're still in Yerushalayim, it's not called you left towards the midbar yet. So tamalem ba-mishalach. Okay, said, so when are you matami megodim? Mishayetze chutz lechaymes Yerushalayim divri of Yehuda. The Yehuda holds the post says ha-mishalayach. So as soon as you take the lazozel outside Yerushalayim, then the pshat is you're on your way towards the midbar. At that point, you have tumas megodim. We have Yaisi Yaimino. Azazel v'kibes, the pasuk says. Ashegiya l'tzoik. It's enough to say that when you get to tzoik, that's when you have a mitzvah to wash your begodim. That's when your begodim become tamei, but not before you reach tzoik. We have a Shimon Omer v'ameshalech es hasoyel azazel yichabes begodav v'zorkoi. The pasuk says v'bas rosh u'metame begodim. He holds no. You only metame begodim when you throw it off the cliff. It's not enough. You reach the cliff. It's not matam begodim yet. Your begodim only become tomei when you do the mice of throwing it off the cliff. That's the end of the mice of lazozel. That's when your clothing first become tomei. Then the Mishnah says, "Boloi eitzo par v'sor hamnesrofim." Now the Kohen Gadol goes back now to finish off his avodis. We already finished the zrikas of the dam of the par, his own par, and the soy which was the chatas lashem. So the avodis of the zrika was done. But now we have to do the avodah of burning the animal. These were called chatoyes apnim, that are called chatas anisrofim. You burn the meat. So boloy etzo par v'sor anisrofim. Koron, what do you do to this animal now? Up until now they just did the shechita and they did the kabbalos adam. Now what do they do with the rest of the animal? Koron, they rip it up. They rip it open. Voitz yesimureim. They take out the fats from inside the emurim, because that's burnt. The emurim is put on top of the mizbeach, but the rest of the meat is burnt outside. Nos non demagis. Now the fat, the inside emurim, they put into a big demagis, which is a big kli, a big pan with a kli.
He ripped it up and took out the emurim.
Nos non demagis. He put the emurim now into this kli. They ektiran agavi mizbeach, and they burnt the emurim on the mizbeach. That's what the emurim. They got the fats out and they burnt it. Now, what do they do with the piece of meat of it, the meat of the animal? Kolon, they're like kolaya, they like wove it, the makloyis, with holding sticks. We'll soon see. Voitzil the Beis HaSreifa. And they carried it out to the Beis HaSreifa. So Rashi said to Rashi, Boloi Eitzo Par. Rashi Chozoloya Tana Lesidro Yerishin. Now the Tana goes back to the say that what the Kohen Gadol does now in Yom Kippur. Shul Mesadu Avoidus Kohen Gadol. That's now we have to take care of burning the par.
and the Sawyer. Acha Shemosa Mashalech, Lemi Shumalichai. After you already sent away the Lazozil, Bolo Yetzlon, now the Kohen Gadol went back to the original Sawyer and the original power, the Koram, he ripped it open, Vaitsin Emurim, Venosna Bamagis, the Kara Shoklisharis, he put it to a Klisharis, the Ktiram, Kedasiv, the Eschelev Hachatis Yakdram Isbechom. That the chelov of the par and Sawyer, you have to burn on the mizbeach hachitzayin. Of the Gemara Porach, who akati lechoz lektirin. The Gemara has asked the question, there are a lot of different avodas that have to be done between this stage now and until you're allowed to burn it. So really, you don't burn it right now. The Gemara just answers, you put it into the pan and leave it there until it becomes the time when you're supposed to burn it. Kolam b'maklois, trashi kimin kli, a type of a weaving. That means arba b'nei yodam noisin shnei mutais. You have four people who are holding two sticks. At the four ends, there are four people. Shnayim lefnim, shnayim liyocha. Two in front, two in back. O mahalchin moitei tzamoit. They carry one stick next to another stick. V'yapar v'yasoyer noisunim aleim. And the dead par and the dead sawyer is put on top of these two sticks. Mukarvim zel zeh. They're like lying one on top of another. V'choyfefin zeh tachazem. And they're like twisted together, one twisted into the other. Kimin kliya, looks like something woven. In other words, you like twist them together, the par and the sawyer, like braided, right? The par and the sawyer looks like they're braided together. Ushleinim heim, they were complete. Ela shenikra kresen yoni cut open the stomach, leitzi emurin, to take out the fats. Ketanya b'gemara shumetzi and shleimim. That when you carry out the par and the sawyer, to carry it, to burn it, outside Yushalayim, they carry it out shleimim. First, outside Yishlayim, that's where they chopped it up into pieces, and then they burnt it. We'll see in the Gemara. You have to burn, these are called Paraman Esrofim. You burn it chutz l'gimel machnais, chutz from the machna shechina the Azara, chutz from machna levi the Harabayis, and chutz from machna Yishlayim, chutz from machna Yisrael was Yishlayim. So you have to burn it outside gimel machnais, outside Yishlayim. Now the Mishnah says, has the people that are oisik in burning the par and the sawyer, their begodim also become tamei. When? When you take it outside the machne shechina, outside the azara, right away their begodim become tamei. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Oimen, no. Mishayatetz Abaruben. Not only when you have to first go outside Yerushalayim, but even when you start to be oisik, you're not tamei your begodim until mamish the fire grabs a hold of the meat. And how much? Ruben. But to rover the meat is caught on by fire, that's when the person's begodim becomes tummy. Strashi, Meim Esayim V'tam V'begodim, Hu Asukim Behem Kedach Siva, the Pasuk says, V'yasarifaisim, the person that has to burn them, Yechav is begodim. He has to wash his begodim becomes tummy. Is Mishayotzi Chutz Lechayim Esazorah, the Gemara Forish Taimah, V'asep is punk, you become tummy when you leave Mach Neshchina. Why then? So good. Samara says now, the Mishnah says, Vektirun, Mashma, now you cut open the par, take out the emurim, put it into a pan, and you burn it right now. Like, is now the time to burn the emurim? Eleimo, no, you have to say, lihaktirun agabi mizbeach. Right now you just cut it open and take the fats out and leave it in this pan. And later, when it comes the time to burn it, later we'll burn it. Like Rashi Zochi Gassinim, vektirun sakodaitach, eleimo laktirun. Alright. The Kohen Gadol right now is still wearing his bigdei lovin. He still has to learn from the Torah. The parsha is nogei to the nyanim of avodas hayoyim. He has to read when he's still wearing his bigdei lovin. After he finishes learning the parsha, yitfol. Let's go to the mikvah. The Yilbash Big Day Zov, he changes clothing, puts on Big Day Zov, Li Eloi, the Yelom, to take care of his carbon oil, the ayil, and the ayil for the for Klai Yisroel. The Yitbol Shneer, then he's told a second time, to go in, to put on his Big Day Lovin again, to go back in Lefnayan Lefnim, Lohitzi Kafo Machta, to take out the pan and spoon that he brought in the Kteris with. Then the Yitbol Shlishis, he has to be told a third time, to change over back again to the Big Day Zov, L'musafim, to bring the musaf of Yom Kippur, v'yemurei chates halolu, and then he first burns the emurim of these chatoyis of the sawyer and the par, v'tomet shoben abayim, and then he does the tomet shoben abayim. K'tani v'pirkin l'kamon, like we'll soon see later, the avoida.
So the kids at this point right now is not the time to burn the Emurim. Adarab is wearing his big day loving right now. And later when he burns the Emurim, he has to be wearing his big day zov. He does this avoid the outside. So that's the Mars Teretz here. Elaim liaktiron, nostan lamagis. Liaktiron by the Mizbeh Kishkiyaz manim.
Right now you just open it up and put it into the magis. And you let it stay there until later come the time to use it.
Right, kolon b'maklois. So they used to carry it out on two sticks, and it used to be like twirled together. Omer Rabbi Yechnan, kimin kliya. It was like a type of a kliya. It wasn't really twirled together. It was just like it. Because there's mamish two animals here. You had a par and a sawyer. It's hard mamish to braid it together, mamish. So it looked like this was like braid, like it was twisted together. Now, Tana, the Bryce says like this. Lohoyo manatcha nituach basaroyla. They didn't cut it up like they cut up the basar of a korban oyla. Now, a korban oyla also has the same halacha. All its meat is burnt. How do you cut up a korban oyla? First, you skin it. You take off all the skin. And then you cut it up into pieces. But here, by this parent sawyer, was not like that. Ela or agabe basar. The way you cut it up into pieces, because after they carried it out, chutzli rishlayim, to the place where they're going to burn it, before they burnt it, they had to cut it up into pieces. But the pieces were with its skin. They did not skin it first, but they left it with its skin and cut it up into pieces. For the Gemara, how do we know that the par and the sawyer is different than a regular korban oyla? The Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yomer, Nemakan or Ubaso Perish. It says here by the Avodah of Yisori and Yom Kippur that they have to burn the or the skin, the bos with meat, to perish the kishkas inside. For Nemalahal, another pasuk says, or ubosu perish. So Lahal Rashi says, "V'nema b'par koin Mashiach." Where a koin gadol does a chet, not on Yom Kippur, the rest of the year, he passed in something's mutter, and later he finds that he made a mistake. He has to bring a special chatis. The other pasuk says, "Or ubosu perish." V'yes or hapar, v'yes kol b'saroi aroishoy v'akrov v'kibar pirshoy. So Ma Lahal, just like over.